If you want to turn in your Bible today to Joshua chapter number 14. Joshua chapter number 14. Joshua chapter number 14. He said, "And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, of which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe, for Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and a half on the other side Jordan, but unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no parts unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs and their cattle, and for their substance. And the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephthah and the Kenizzite said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart." Now notice that. "Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake his word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong as this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both in to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, said, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephthah, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephthah, the Nezbiite, the Kesmonite, unto this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kijar Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. I want to preach for just a little while, if God would be my help on this stall, to wholly following the Lord. Amen. And what might add to that, failure is not an option. Amen. Wholly following the Lord and failure is not an option. So what we see here is we see the people are delivered out of Egypt and they're coming out just south of the promised land. Amen. For God's glory. And we see Caleb, we see the foes that he has, praise God, and Caleb and the others that he face, Caleb would have to face, is the same thing that we face today. We'll all face foes in this world. We'll all face obstacles and things that well, the Bible says so easy to beset us if we ain't careful. But we ask the Lord to help us today, that he'd manifest himself to us. And we see in Caleb one that persevered to the end. He never gave up. He never gave in. And the Bible says that he wholly followed the Lord. Amen. He wasn't persuaded or dissuaded. He just stayed with God. Amen. I want to say the best thing you can do is just stay with God. Everybody here this morning has family, friends, maybe mamas and papas that love the Lord God with all their heart, and they lived a good godly life, and they went out of here, praise God. Amen. In salvation, trust in the Lord as our Lord and Savior. They went out of here with a promise of a better place and a a better day. Ain't you glad we have a promise today in Jesus Christ? And all those who will wholly follow Him, amen, have the same promise today. But we see these men of promise who failed, amen, who failed in attaining the promise that God had for them. Go back in Numbers chapter number 13 for just a little bit. And I want to tie this together. As we see in Numbers 13, we see them going in and to spy out the land and doing what God told them to do. Amen. I want to say it's always good to do what God tells you to do. Amen. God will speak to your heart. And it's already been said, thank God for speaking to us. Now, God doesn't always speak in an audible voice like I'm speaking to you this morning, but He speaks through His Word and He speaks to your heart. Praise God, right down to the very fiber and being of where you live. That's where God lives. Amen. If we'll let Him today, He'll speak to you and I. So we see in Numbers chapter number 13, that's old Schofield 183. Amen. In verse number 1 said, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. So he said, I want you to choose out men that are rulers, they're leaders, and I want you to send them out to spy the land. Amen. Drop down to verse number 17. So it gives a list here of the men that he sent out. And verse number 17 said, Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, get you up this way southward and go up into the mountain and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, what city they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be good, be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time of was the time of the first ripe grapes. And so they went up and they searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended down to the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahim and Shei and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now you know in the Bible, the children of Anak were the children of the giants. Amen. Anak was where the giants come from. Praise the Lord. And said, they come into the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bear it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. And the place which was called the brook of Eshcol, because the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down was thin. So we see the Bible says they got there and they got a cluster of grapes, one cluster of grapes, and it was so great that they had to carry it on a staff between two men. I'm talking about some mega grapes, praise God. I'm going to say when God gets the blessing and God gets the helping, God's blessings are beyond measure. God's blessings are greater than we can partake of, praise God, and He gives you enough to share. Ain't you glad it's that way? Lord, just bless you on purpose. Amen. But he goes on, verse number 26. He said, he went and came to Moses and to Aaron and all the congregation unto the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh. And he brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Amen. So they come back with all this stuff and all the blessings of the land, and they come out with a bad report. They said, yes, it's a wonderful land, a great land, a land of milk and honey, a land of plenty, but we ain't able to take it. They're far bigger and better than us. If we ain't careful, we'll let the devil get us dissuaded, and we'll begin to think that this old world is bigger than us, and it is by yourself. But praise God, when you have God Almighty, you and God are a great army. Praise God, it's to be dealt with. And boy, I tell you what God is. He's good to us. He's good to me and you. And when we realize, how did they fail? They failed by not listening to God, by not believing that God was an almighty and a sovereign God. Look at verse 31. Here is why they failed. These men of promise that failed. He said, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than us. Did they lie? No, they didn't lie. They probably were. Those that the land, the people of the land were probably more in number, more and stronger than what the Israelites were. But praise God, hey, listen, you can't discount God. When God's in it, praise God, when God's in it just a little bit, much is a little as much when God's in it. And God had done promise, He'd done made them a promise, He'd made them promise of a promised land. I want to say today, young, we've got a promise of a promised land. And one day God said He'd usher us in and present us to the Father on high. Praise God, if we'll just listen to Him. See, they need to know, praise God, the sovereignty of God. But they knew nothing about the sovereignty of God. They knew nothing about the sovereignty of an almighty God. They didn't know that God was the one. Sovereignty means that God is in control. Now we think a lot of times that this world that we live in is out of control. But I want to say it may be all around us. But I want to say God is still in control today. God still knows exactly what's happening, and God's still looking for people like you and I. I praise God in fundamental Bible believing churches to stand up and lift up our heads because our redemption draweth nigh. He said, we see these things that we're seeing happen all around us begin to come to pass. He said, to look up and lift up your head because your redemption draweth nigh. It means there's a Redeemer coming. There's a time of redemption that He's coming for me and you. And I know today in the hour we live, we don't want to think about that. We think about redeeming, we got to die and go out of here. That ain't necessarily so. Praise God, there's coming a great rapture to church. God's going to come get us one day with a shout and a trump and a come up hither. He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. And all of those of us that trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is going to go out of here to be with Him. And the Bible said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm looking for that every day. Praise God. That day when we'll always be with Him, when we'll be in a place of no more. There'll be no more sorrow or tears or crying, praise God. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more dying. There'll be no more undertakers over there. I said that one time and a lady got plumb irate with me. She said, well, my nephew's an undertaker and he's a good man. He loves the Lord. I said, well, sis, he'll be there. He'll just have to get another occupation. Amen. God will have to give him something else to do. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? There won't be no dying over. There won't be no need for undertakers. But they didn't have the knowledge of a sovereign and almighty God. I want to say, look around today, youngs. How many times have we seen a sovereign and an almighty God move in our situations, touching our lives and our health and our lives and the health of people all around us? How God just moved in and He's touched on purpose. Praise God, when the God doctors are shaking their head and they don't know what to do and they done give up. And I say, well, you just got to, hey, just go ahead and make the arrangements. Go ahead and set things in order. But there was a God in heaven who's sovereign, who's in control, and people begin to bombard heaven, God, for that loved one, for that person, and God Almighty begin to move, and a great physician sweeps into the room, and He begins to touch that one. Amen. Praise God. And the next thing you know, they're opening their eyes, and they look up at you, and they smile real big. Amen. Now, sometimes it goes the other way. Sometimes God just reaches down. We pray and we see God, and He just reaches down, gets that old saint of God, just snatches them out of here. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we're a winner either way. Amen. Whether you go or whether you stay, if you're a child of God, you're on your way to glory, that place prepared. But what happened? These folks lacked the courage. Amen. They lacked the courage to stand for God. They lacked the faith to have the courage to stand for the Lord. When in the face of opposition, all they could see was those giants in the land. If we ain't get very careful, we get dissuaded by the giants in the land. You know, those things that's too big for us. Those things that's bigger than us. You know, that alcoholism and the drug and the sex and the perversion and the things of this world that's bigger than we are. And we think we ain't no way that we can overcome it. There's no way we can get past it. There's no way we can persevere. But praise God, I want to tell you, there's a sovereign God that's in control that'll minister to you and touch in your heart and change you from the inside out. We're in a business of trying to change the world from the outside in. Amen. That don't work too well. But praise God, when God Almighty moves on the inside and faith comes in, praise God, courage comes into to standing in the face of the opposition. When opposition, praise God, comes up before us, we have the strength in our faith to believe that God is and that God can. Amen. I believe with all my heart. You say, preacher, do you really believe what you preach? Pray God, if I didn't, I'd go to the house. Amen. Hey, this is too difficult a task to do if you don't believe it. But I believe with all my heart. Pray God, God saves, He loves and saves all sinners. Amen. That's who He come to save. You may be here this morning and you say, well, preacher, you just don't know what I did. Yeah, but God does. And He come to die for you. Amen. He died for your sins, according to Scriptures. And that He was buried and He rose again the third day, according to, because God said so, and I believe it. Amen. You said, preacher, you're crazy. You believe all that stuff. Amen. Just call me crazy. I believe with all my heart. I believe this old book, this old 1611 King James Bible from the front to the back. Every word of it I believe is true. Because I got faith, and that faith gives us courage, praise God, to persevere in the world that we live in today. Without faith, the Bible says it's impossible. It's impossible to please God. Amen. You may be here today and you think, well, preacher, I've been trying to do okay. And I've been trying to, you know, first year I turned over that new leaf. Yeah, but you know, one thing about that, sometimes it's just as filthy or worse on the other side. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we gotta allow God in our heart. We gotta allow God to minister to us. Because faith. A lack of faith go hand in hand, praise God, with a lack of courage. Amen? And especially in spiritual things. Amen. We need faith when we stand up against the spiritual things of this world. The devil's wanting to destroy. He's wanting to tear up. He's wanting to divide. That's what he does. See, if the devil can get you off by yourself, he's already got you defeated. That's why the Bible says not to fail to assemble ourselves together as the custom of some is. Even so, more as we see the day approaching, God wants us together and love each other and encourage each other in the Lord. To get that instruction from the Word of God. Amen. So we can love and pray for one another and encourage each other. So we see a brother or a sister falling by the wayside, being distracted by the world. We can go to the house, knock on the door, and say, hey, I just wanted to come by and tell you that I love you. I want to come by and encourage you that Jesus loves you too. And if there's anything I can do to help you, amen, pray God just to keep your faith, to keep persevering, keep going on just a little bit further. Hey, listen, heaven's just right over there. Amen. It's not that far away. Hello? Life is short, it's brief, it's fleeting. The Bible says it's like the dew on the grass. That sun comes up, it don't take it long to get gone. Amen. The same way with me and you, praise God. That lack of faith. So the people, because of that lack of faith, because of lack of courage, because of lack of faith, they were forced to dwell in the wilderness for 40-some years. Amen. When we fail to recognize the help that we have from the Lord, when we fail to wholly follow the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, we can wander in the wilderness for years. Are you about tired of your wilderness wandering? Amen. Wouldn't it be a good time to just come out of the wilderness into that place that the Lord God Almighty has prepared for us, you and me? It's that wilderness preacher. It's a wilderness of disobedience. Amen. Don't sound, you say, I know what you're doing, but some of you fellas like me, you said, well, the wilderness don't feel too bad. You know, I like to go camping, I like to go fishing, I like to go hunting. Amen. Amen. But the wilderness of disobedience, it ain't that friendly a place. It ain't a place that we can enjoy. It's a terrible place to be. The wilderness of disobedience. You go through hardships, you go through trials, you go through difficulties that God never intended for you to have to go through. You say, well, preacher, you mean if we get saved and we follow the Lord and everything will be all right? I'm going to say, praise God, that God Almighty will bless you and He'll help you and He'll be with you every step of the way. He'll never leave you nor forsake you, whatever you have to go through. See, we live in a world that's sin-cursed. It's under a curse because of sin. Amen? And because of that, we're partaking in it. I mean, we're in it, but we shouldn't actually partake in it of sinful things in the world, praise God. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate. But not all together come out from among them, because we have to be a witness to those that are lost. Come on. That's holy following the Lord. I mean, that's getting in there like Caleb did and being an example. Having a good attitude, praise God. Saying, you know what? I believe God's got this. Amen. But they totally disobeyed God. And it cost them a time in the wilderness. Amen. Praise God. It's possible to spend many, many years out in the wilderness. I know people that profess salvation, but they've been wandering around in the wilderness. Some of them still wandering around in the wilderness because they haven't wholly followed the Lord. They haven't come to where God would have them to be. So we see these men of promise that fail. But we also see a man of promise, praise God, that prevailed. We see Caleb. He had great faith, praise God, in the power and sovereignty of God. Amen? He wasn't dissuaded. Amen. Praise God. Even the mountains was high and the giants was big. But Caleb, he brought back a good report. Look at Numbers chapter 14, verse number 8. He said this, if the Lord delight in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it us a land which floweth with milk and honey. Amen. He had a positive attitude. Everybody said, oh, the giants. Then in their eyes, we're just like little grasshoppers in the eyes of these giants, compared to these giants. Okay, he said, praise God, but God is big. Amen. God's bigger than any giant. Praise God. God's bigger than any mountain. God's bigger than any place. God's bigger than any people. God's bigger than any wall. God's bigger than any obstacle that would keep us from pressing forward for the cause of Christ. Praise God. He said, I'm wholly following the Lord. Amen. It's what God wants us to do. He brought back a good report for the people. Praise the Lord. He realized and recognized faith in the very sovereignty of God Almighty, the power that God had. He said, if the Lord delight in us, He will bring us into the land. Amen? He didn't say we'll fight our way in. He said, boy, just buck up. Just be courageous. We'll buck up. We'll fight. And praise God, we'll take His place. We can do it. Amen? Caleb didn't miss it. He never mentioned nothing about him. He didn't mention nothing about them. He said, God Almighty in sovereignty, He's promised a place. He's promised an inheritance. I pray God, youngins, let's get ready and let's just follow Him into the promised land. Amen. You can't save yourself this morning. It's not a works lest any man should boast. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Praise God. That's where we get it. It's a gift of God. Salvation is of the Lord. Praise God. And He said, He will bring us into the land. Notice His great faith. Amen. Praise God. And not in His power, but in the power of God Almighty. Who's your faith in today? Amen. I like to see everybody do good. I like to see, husbands and wives do good. I like to see families do good. I like to see communities do good. I like to see our country do well. But we better put our faith, instead of in a man, we better put our faith back in the Lord. We better call upon the Lord while we can, while He's still there to hear and answer the prayers. Man, we need a great faith today. He had faith, praise God. Not in his power, not in the might of his people, but he had faith in the power of an almighty God. The sovereignty of God, that God was in control. Look what he says. Said, he will bring us in. Amen? He will. How are we going to get to heaven? How are you going to get to heaven? By wholly following the Lord, by going with God. That's how we're going to get to heaven, praise God. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh the Father but by me. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He said, you got to follow me. You got to get in, praise God. He said, take up your cross and follow me. It's a daily thing, praise God. But he said, my load's light. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Listen, all he asks us to is put our faith and trust in him. We could do our do's and our don'ts and our cans and our can'ts. I've told you before, I could sit down at the house and I could make you out a list. And I could put on a piece of paper, a legal pad, and write front and back all the number them from one to however many, and put on front and back, if you'll do this and this and this, flip it over and do this and this and this and this, and don't do this and that and another, praise God. Go at one day in a little while when you get that list finished, you'll fly off into glory. And you know what people do? They'd be lined up at the door to get that piece of paper. Amen? Come on! They'd be lined up to get that piece of paper so they'll know what they got to do and what they don't do, so they can make it to heaven. Amen? They'd be signing up. Hey, I couldn't print them all fast enough. There might be a good money opportunity there. Wonder somebody ain't already done that. But it ain't that. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing his death and resurrection, that Jesus, a perfect Son of God, came and lived a life, born of a virgin, grew up, praise God, died for our sins on the cross of Calvary, shed his blood, that through his blood we might be saved. He said, now, preacher, you're preaching that doctrine again. You know, you need to just preach on things. Stay away from the doctrine and, tickle people and they'll get in better. And praise God, if you don't preach doctrine, biblical instruction, you ain't preaching nothing. Amen. Amen. We gotta have the Word of God, praise the Lord. That's what makes a difference. It ain't what Pastor Jeff's got to say. It ain't what nobody else has to say. It's what God thus says, the Word of God. Amen. And God said, praise God, Caleb said, if we'll just trust the Lord, he will bring us in. Amen. Praise God. He had great faith in the love of God. Amen. That's how we get in. We have our faith in the love of God. He said, if the Lord delight in us, he will bring us in. See, that's that love of God that he has for you and I. If the Lord delight in you, praise God. How does the Lord delight in you? How's the Lord going to delight in me and you? I don't know how you ever delight in somebody like me. Sorry and no account. But praise God, he delights in me when I delight in him. Amen. He loved me when I was unlovable. He loved me when I didn't even think about him. When he was never on my mind and he still loved me. Amen. And praise God, through that I learned to love him because he first loved me. Amen. That's why I love him today. Because he first loved me. And I want to spend eternity with him in that place he's going to prepare for me. Can you imagine living through this life and all the tragedy and the drudgery that we have and then have to go out of here to an awful place called hell where there's weeping and wailing and fire and smoke and brimstone and anguish and screaming and crying throughout eternity? That wasn't meant for me and you. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Wouldn't it be a shame for Jesus to take the time and opportunity to make a place for you and you to refuse, reject, and rebel against that place? But Caleb said, listen, folks, I'm wholly following the Lord. He said, I don't have to think about it. See, that's what happens to Christians. Most of us people that say we're Christians. Amen? Religious folk. Religion will send you to hell quicker than anything. A lot of religious folk have died and went to hell lost without God. Amen? Religion. But praise God, I won't say faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Born again believers, praise God. We'll spend our eternity with the Lord in that place that He's gone to prepare for us. Caleb said, he brings it to our attention. He puts it forward first. He said, listen, you made us a promise. He said, I want my promise. Amen. He said, I want my promise. He said, I want my part. He said, He will bring us in. The Lord, if the Lord delight in us. He said, the Lord loves us, praise God. He said, I'm following Him wholly. He said, I've not deviated from the right to the left. I've done exactly what I think I need to do according to what He says. He said, I'm listening to Him. We got in a debate about that this morning. See, a lot of times we hear, so I hear what you're saying, preacher. Hear what the Bible says, preacher, but are we really listening? Amen. You can hear it all day long. Amen. But Josh, it can go right in one ear and out the other while you're sitting there daydreaming. Hello? But when we actually listen to what God's got to say to you and I, then it begins to make a difference on the inside. Praise the Lord. Then those things, praise God, it's so easy to beset us, don't beset us no more. Because we start saying, you know what, God ain't pleased with that. And this will bring glory to God. And that's no account. Amen. The wine, the women, and the song, praise God, that's of naught. But the Lord Jesus Christ and His power and His blessings and His correction and His strength that He has to give us, that's for real. That brings joy, praise God. That gives us joy. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's joy from the Lord. The joy that He gives us. But Caleb, because of his faith and the love and power of God Almighty, it made a difference in him. So he didn't fear the opposition because he knew God was in control. Look at verse number 9, Numbers chapter 14. He said, only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land. He said, listen, we ain't got nothing to be afraid of. The people of the land, hey, our God is bigger than those people. The argument is, well, Caleb, they're giants. They're great big people. There was a story over in Samuel, a little old fella named David. The Bible says he's a real ruddy fella. Amen? He was keeping his father's sheep, and he come down to the battle between the Philistines and the Israel. And he come, and all he had was a sling and a pouch. And the giant would come out, Goliath would come out, and he'd say, hey, listen, send somebody out here if you can whoop me, praise God, and we'll be your servants. He said, but if I whoop you, then you'll be our servants. Day after day, nobody come out. Little old David come out, praise God, and he said, why ain't somebody going out there and facing this old uncircumcised giant? They said, well, you talk crazy. He said, you're just a little old ruddy kid. You don't know nothing about battle. He said, yes, I fought a bear and I fought a lion. I killed him with my bare hands with the help of the Lord. Amen. So David goes out there. You know the story. Went down there to the brook. Dug around that brook. Got him out five. Bob says five smooth stones. And he took those stones and he put them in his pouch. And he went up there and he pulled up there in front of that big old giant. Man, a weirdo, had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each feet. I guess he's so big he had to have that for extra foundation. Amen. Old David pulled up there and he said, hey, he said, I come in the name of the Lord. He said, you come with sword. He said, I come in the name of the Lord, Lord God of Israel. And the Bible said he slung that stone. Now, if you study that out, them stones wasn't little pebbles. They were pretty good sized rocks. Amen. Smooth rocks. And the reason he got five being the number of grace, that unmerited favor of God, because they was Goliath and he had four brothers. David come with a purpose, praise God. He said, I didn't just come to do business here. I come to do business for God. And if anybody else wants to get in the way of God, God will take him out too. God's got a way of doing business. He'll move those obstacles out of your way. He'll give you opportunities, praise God, to bring glory to his name when we wholly follow the Lord. That's what Caleb was doing. The opposition was there. And hey, listen, as soon as you try to do something good for the Lord, newsflash, the devil, your opposition will be there. Amen. It'll be all up in your face. He'll try to discourage you, try to get you to quit early. But praise God, if you just persevere and just keep pressing on, glory to God, bragging on Him, lifting up your voice and praising Him with all your heart, God just began to knock those old dominoes of the devil down just one after another. Amen. Amen. Praise God, you will persevere. Caleb was in the service of the Lord, praise God. And he got victory, praise God, in the service of God. Amen. Now go back to Joshua chapter number 14. I didn't read all that this morning, so it'd leave you hanging on 14. So here they've went into the land. And the very place that Caleb had been promised was that mountain of the Anakims. And he says that he goes to them. And here's his statement that he makes in Joshua chapter 14, verse 6. He said, then children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephthah, the Kizanite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. Amen. Said, you know what he said? But you mean, he said, Joshua and Caleb was the ones that stood up. They said, hey, listen, you know what? We can go in. We can take them. Praise God. It's ours to take. Amen. It's ours to take today if we'll just trust the Lord. He said, for 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of God, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again, and it was in mine heart, as it was in mine heart. He said, praise God, my heart was right with God. I went and I seen the blessings of God and the goodness of God, the mercy of God and the help of God and the supremeness of God, the glory of God. And I brought back and I told just exactly who God was. And said, Moses, swear on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever. Throws a monkey wrench in the thing when they're trying to take away Israel's land. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, well, I don't agree with that. They ought to give the Palestinians that land. God didn't give it to Palestinians. God gave it to Israel. Amen. 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 God gave it to the nation of Israel. It was theirs. A gift from God Almighty. He said, but because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. He said, and now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now lo, I am this day 85 years old. Now watch this. A score is 20 years. So Caleb's saying, I'm 85 years old. Listen to what he says. He says, as yet I am as strong this day as I was the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, both to go out and to come in. Amen. He said, praise God, I'm just as strong today. God has persevered. I've followed wholly followed the Lord all my life. And God's strength is with me. Praise God. Hey, we get weak and frail in our flesh, but the strength of an almighty God will always be in you. Amen. Amen. Can't nobody take it away from you. He said, now if therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. Amen. Caleb, 85 years old. He said, just give me that mountain of promise. Said Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. Amen. Hebron, you remember? Anybody know where Hebron is? That's the West Bank in Israel. Amen. And God said, hey, listen, that belongs to Caleb. the one that stood true to me. That's a mountain where the lions, where the giants are. But so that's going to belong to Caleb. Amen. So Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephthah, the Kizanite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kijar Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims in the land that had rest from war. But the Bible goes on and says this right quickly, and I'm done. In Joshua chapter number 15, he says this in verse number 13. He said, unto Caleb the son of Jephthah, he gave a part among the children of Judah according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anakim, or Achan, which city is Hebron. Now watch this. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Shishmon, and Anamine, and Talamiah, the children of Anak. Amen. He said, with the help of the Lord, said, you give it to me, don't worry about it. He said, I'll take care of the things that's there that's going to hinder us from going in possessing that God would have us to have. Because I'm wholly following the Lord. This is a promise of God. So the men that had the promise, praise God, that failed because of disobedience to God. They didn't believe and trust in the sovereignty of an almighty God, the goodness and the mercy, the grace of an almighty God. But Caleb, praise God, had a faith that prevailed. And he entered into the land. Him and Joshua was the only ones that was allowed to go into the land. Those that had a good outlook on it and realized that God was in control. God was displeased with the rest of them. He said, hey, it's here for you. I got it for you. I told you I'd bring you into the promised land. But they rejected and rebelled against it. Listen, you know, hey, let's not rebel and reject the promise of God through Jesus Christ, His Son. Today's the day to get in and receive Christ as your Savior. And begin that journey with you, wholly following the Lord. Because He's taking us places that we've never dreamt before. Amen. Into the goodness and mercy of a holy and a righteous God. For God's sake. Amen. Where do you stand today? Whose side are you on? Amen. Praise God. The Bible speaks of great and exceeding precious promises in the Word of God. And those exceeding great precious promises for you and I. If we'll just pull up and receive them today. God's got them for us. Boy, they are precious. They're special. Amen. God's got a place for you. Preparing. Wouldn't it be a terrible, terrible thing to miss that God's prepared for you? Boy, what a messed up thing that would be. To have to spend eternity in hell when you can have a place in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We just wholly follow Him. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if I can do that. That seems like a hard thing to do. It is, by yourself. But you're not by yourself. Caleb was trusting in the strength and the power and the might of a holy and a righteous God, an almighty God, the God we serve today. Amen. He ain't no God. I've told you before, He ain't a little old God that we could put in a box. He's a great big God. It's a God of the universe. He spoke it, praise God, who cast it out the span of His hand. And the universe was created. Named the stars. Billions and billions. And God knows everyone. Knows their name. Knows where they're at. And He knows where you and I are today. Praise God, He knows where you and I are. If we wholly follow the Lord today, the question I ask for you, are you following the Lord at all? Are we following the Lord